BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Includes Alice Levine on Real or No Real, a little Bumbleo Wednesday, and we break the seal on Christmas by playing the first festive track of the year.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Stuff happening today, strong rumours of a dislike button on Facebook. Oh, I've only just gone on Facebook. This is the worst news I've had all day.
That's a game changer though, isn't it? I mean, for pictures of the ex and stuff like that, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Dislike. We don't know if it's happening, but it is trending at the moment.
I've just seen this, right? That apparently the Royals are going to be attending the world premiere of Spectre.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what Royals, but I'm fascinated by this because then I think, well, I'd love to be in the cinema watching the Royals watching Spectre. It's like Ultimate Gogglebox.
Royal Gogglebox.
Yeah.
But I've been to premieres where the Royals are in there. You don't see them.
Do you not?
Well, no, they're just in the cinema like you are. You're not watching the Royals watching a film because they didn't put a spotlight on them. Like, there she is, there's the Queen.
They
watching
should
a film.
They should give them a sofa and a spotlight, just like Gogglebox.
Also, this is a bit weird. I've just spotted this on Instagram. You know the new Sam Smith track, which is from the Bond film, called Writings on the Wall? Sam Smith has just pre-ordered it himself.
Is he? Well, that would suggest he's not confident about it. The sales, wouldn't it?
Get the sales up. To be honest, I think it's going to be fine.
But he's texting his friends.
It's a bit weird, like when you're the artist that's done the new Bond theme and you've just pre-ordered it yourself.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hello, Scott. It's Will from Cheshire, Cheshire Young Farmer.
How are you?
I'm very annoyed with you that you played a Christmas song to a bunch of Edinburgh students and not us young farmers first.
Well, you wanted to get that off your chest, didn't you?
Definitely, yeah. You know us young farmers love you to bit.
I love you too. Yeah. It was actually a gig in Glasgow, Will.
Glasgow. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. And you're right, it was some students at the QMU in Glasgow. But I haven't done it on Radio 1 yet.
Yeah, but I think you should. I think it's time that we had it. Now we're down to the final 100-day countdown. It's Christmas now.
It's 100 days today, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I think that's right.
Why is everyone so hyped for it being 100 days to Christmas? Why has this become a thing?
Well, it's the last countdown now. We're getting into double figures now, aren't we?
It's no, it's not. We've got basically a quarter of the year left.
Well, it's close enough. It's getting close now.
Why are you so keen for it?
Well, us in Cheshire, Max and Young Farmers, have got a Young Farmers do on Saturday night, and I'm keen to get the DJ to play a Christmas song. So if you play one today, I can definitely get him to play me one on Saturday.
What would your preference be?
Definitely Mariah Carey.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I didn't even think that we could choose what Christmas song it could be. I just assumed it was only going to be one.
Yeah, wow.
Here's my thing. I think it's too soon for any others apart from that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
is the tune.
What are you saying then? Magnus Carlsen, wrap myself in paper?
No, it's too soon for that.
Too soon for that.
No, too soon for that. Definitely too soon for that.
Away in a manger. Little donkey. What? No.
No. Lol, if we just play Little Donkey in a minute, shall we? Let's do it.
Little Donkey was a tune.
Actually quite good.
Do you know, Little Donkey's the underrated kind of tune that needs a decent remix done of it. In fact,
let me find it in a minute.
If Avicii is listening, a remix of Little Donkey would be, I think, a smash. Oh, no, it lends itself more to a kind of maybe R&B remix. Do you know what I mean?
I think that's definitely worked.
I reckon someone would be able to do it for us.
Definitely. There's got to be someone in your contacts that can sort that for you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have Avicii on speed dial. Hello.
Well, I'm sure you can sort something.
Yeah, I don't have Avicii's number, sadly.
Whenever my friend's on a night out and she's maybe had a couple too many drinks and feeling a bit emotional, she sings Little Donkey in the evening. I'm going to shout her out here, actually. Her name's Jess. And it's like her favourite go-to song after a night out. Out of any song, it's so strange. And she changes the words to it as well, from Bethlehem to Maidenhead.
Brilliant. Okay, right, so you're keen for Mariah?
Yeah, I'm very keen for Mariah.
And while we're at it, let's just chuck a bit of Little Donkey in there, why not?
Yeah, remix it in there.
Yeah.
Little Donkey would be good for, you know, those moments in a club where you go from a real banging song and then it just cuts out and goes into Spandau Ballet?
Yeah. Well, like Greg James is doing.
Like Greg James has been doing, yeah. Just going to Little Donkey. Good one.
All right, Will, your request has been noted. Leave it with me.
Right, thank you very much, Scott.
Right, okay. Love to the Young Farmers.
Yeah, love to you.
Love you, bye.
Bye. Love you, bye.
Bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Sonia in Brighton. It says, I got the sack to Little Donkey once. It's actually quite a traumatic song for me. How do you get the sack to Little Donkey?
Maybe she was an elf at Christmas.
No, Little Donkey, it makes me cry. Is there someone listening by the pool in Turkey?
Did you get this? Joe's just tweeted, listening poolside in Turkey, what? Not keen for the Christmas tune.
No, this is going to sound really weird. Little donkey, it is good, isn't it?
It's a banger, isn't it?
Just needs a donk on it. On the
dusty road. Put a donkey on it.
Put a donkey on it. Got to keep on
plodding onwards with Maiden your
precious load. No, precious load.
This is the one. Maidenhead.
You're so weird.
Maidenhead. It's not me, it's my mate Jess. The Scott Mills
Daily. Good afternoon, Helen.
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Are you ready for Christmas?
I am so ready for Christmas. Play the song.
Oh, no. It's going to kick off. That's going to go off. I'm almost scared.
Okay. Hey, here's the thing. Would you press play for me?
No.
Go on.
Actually, it's kind of an honour.
Think about it, yeah. Hashtag Mills Christmas if you're getting involved, even if you hate it.
Lols, if I pressed the wrong button.
No, then play The Weeknd again. It's going well, everyone. Good luck. He's in control of Radio 1.
Okay.
It's the 16th of September, by the way. It's like really late to start Christmas for me.
Okay, on.
That's on.
Oh, brace, brace, brace.
Ah, ha, ha, you did it. Now they can all blame you. Merry Christmas. Don't want a lot for Christmas. 100 days to go. There is just one thing I need. Hashtag Mills Christmas. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
Just a song, everyone, just a song. But a blooming good one.
Fair few builders sites, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big up.
17 degrees in Lincoln today. Says Jake in my van. Doesn't really feel quite right. Why are you playing Christmas songs? You're a fool, Mills.
Literally thousands of texts and tweets.
Like thousands. Sharon's been on. We've just booked our work Christmas party and you've played this. I'm so excited. Yes, 100 days till Christmas, and Mills is playing Christmas songs, as he always does. It's no earlier than normal, to be honest. I mean, every year it gets the same reaction. I've seen some people absolutely loving it. Lauren's loving it. Kieran says, see that bright thing in the sky called sun? It means it's not Christmas. This music is confusing everybody.
But it does give you an experience of what Christmas is like in Australia.
Yes, it does. So enjoy that.
The positive spin on things here.
Aileen had her first mince pie this week, and now Mariah Carey's on the radio. Christmas is coming. It has given me a little twinge that I'm quite excited for Christmas. Oh. Do you know what I mean? Also, Ricky Martin's been on. Winner of The Apprentice?
Yes.
He's very keen on it. I thought he was off of Living La Vida Loca, but also won The Apprentice. Who knew that?
Big up the Radio 1 office as well.
The Radio 1 office, absolutely hating it. So far, a big chorus of no as the chimes began to sound on the first Christmas song this year from Mariah Carey. Feel good.
Yeah.
Job done for another year. The Scott Mills Daily. Good afternoon. Curtis on Twitter says, I cannot believe I'm now right in the mood for Christmas since Scott played Mariah Carey's banger and he's thinking of going Christmas shopping tonight. Loads of people just feeling festive now. That was Calvin Harris. And How Deep Is Your Love? Shall we?
Shall we? Yeah. Good gap today, Mills.
Good gap.
Lube?
It's in the undercarriage.
A horse for one, Ben.
Oh, God, it's wild time of the snow, all right.
It doesn't put you off from going to school.
Well, the mother says we had to go anyway. We hadn't much of a choice in the matter, but sure.
It's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, God, you wouldn't be long getting frostbite.
Go on, pigs.
And your favourite dish?
My favourite dish? I like mugs because they're very comfortable in your hand and they hold hot things that you don't have to touch. So, coffee or hot tea.
If you tongue, you say ta 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 ta. If you want to tongue faster, you make a noise in your throat between these. So rather than da da da, you go. If you slow that down, it's dig good, dig good, dig good, dig good, dig good.
Wow. Oof. Halfway through the week. We went proper retro there, didn't we?
A horse for one, Ben.
Where are you? 81199, let me know. Who've we got? Shane and Moody Phil bumbling their chisels off in Hereford, just fitting some locks and that. Ben and Rob bumbling our nuts and bolts off in the yard in Barking, Essex. Ben's on board. I'm blowing his baubles off, cause Mariah Carey.
Yes, feeling festive.
Jen from London. Ed in his tractor, hedge cutting in Wiltshire.
Bambaleo!
Feels good halfway through the week, Mills. Feels good, this. Gavin Manchester just says, yes, Bambaleo. Ruth in Aberdeenshire, whoop, whoop, bring on the Christmas and Bambaleo.
Kevin Wales, another tractor person, Matt on his tractor. Ruth in Aberdeen, otherwise called Farmers.
A tractor person.
Ruth in Aberdeen says, yes, bring on Bambaleo. I want it to be Friday right now. Me too. Bambaleo! Ross is on the Isle of Mull. Hello.
Big up Andy the Soap Man as well. Good job that, Soap Man. Intrigued.
Intense gap today, but I liked it. That's James on the Scottish borders.
Clappy bit.
40 of those.
Come on. 1, 2, 3. Jen from Burnley feeling very Christmassy this afternoon. Bumbling my face off in the office in Rugby, that's Tom. Bumbling with maximum effort is Donald somewhere in Scotland. Archie bumbling his bonnet off in London. Ariel on the way to Inverness. Adam driving to Norwich from Weymouth. Eamon in London. And Westy bumbling in the car.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sam Smith had a busy day in the live lounge earlier, then went home and got online and pre-ordered his own song, his own Bond song. I really like that he's just pre-ordered it.
Is that allowed? I suppose it is, isn't it? Can't stop an artist buying their own song.
No. And if I was an artist, I would buy all the copies of it as well. I would be downloading 100%. Would
yeah.
you not?
Well, yeah.
If I was a pop star, it's the first thing I'd do. Yeah, I'm going to buy my own song.
Hmm.
But a bit weird. I don't think he's worried about sales. I think the Bond track's going to do absolutely fine.
It's not a situation where, say, he's downloaded it himself, then he's sent the text around to all his friends, DM'd every famous person he knows.
Please buy it. So, disclosure on Sam Smith. Absolutely incredible in the live lounge earlier for Live Lounge Month. Did a faultless performance of Omen, and also a ridiculously good cover of Hotline Bling by Drake. The video is going to be up on Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer later today, including an extra track, which they did.
The Scott Mills Daily.
No doubt that is my favourite live lunch of the month so far. I mean, it was always going to be good, but wow. Disclosure and Sam Smith, Omen. They also covered Hotline Bling by Drake. Videos up later on BBC iPlayer. I will be checking that out.
BBC Radio 1.
So good. Kel Spellman played Innuendo Bingo for the first time yesterday. He's Radio 1's newest DJ. You might know him off CBBC. That is now available for you to watch on the Radio 1 channel on YouTube. He had a brilliant time. Now we're going to Radio 4's Desert Island Discs. And poet Imtiaz Darka is telling the presenter about her nightly routine. Now, what I love about Imtiaz Darka... What I love about her is her punctuality.
Let's have your final piece then. Tell me about your eighth choice of the morning.
Well, I work late in the night, and wherever I am in the night, I come at 12:45.
Talking about her love of the shipping forecast there. Oh, that was so good yesterday. Thanks to Kel for doing it. Also on there, Tom Daly and Greg James. We had some epic bingos recently. Those from last week. Greg and Tom Daly both on there now, as well as Kel's. And then this is happening tomorrow. It's Chris versus the governess off of The Chase, one of the chasers. Have you seen it on ITV? Great quiz.
I'm so excited for this. This is one of the best bingos ever. I can feel it.
And also, once the governess does it, hopefully she'll go back to her fellow chasers, the Dart Destroyer, the Cinnamon,
The Beast,
and say that she had a fantastic time. And then they'll all come on.
And the Vixen.
And the Vixen, the new one, who listens to the show a lot, actually.
Does she?
Yeah. She invited me and you out the other day with her and the governess to do a pub quiz.
How did I miss out on this then?
I know, but it was in Bolton, so we couldn't have got there in time. But next time, the Vixen, if you're listening, sign us up for that. How are you feeling? You feeling scared?
Yes, I am a little bit scared of her.
But she's really good at answering questions. One of the best in the world, in fact. But you're good at spraying the water.
But true that. I've seen the video of her as well. You know, the Fanny Schmeller clip that was on the Chase that time. You know, the question about that?
Yes.
The Olympian.
Yes.
And the way she managed to hide the smirk,
yes,
was awesome.
She is Frosty Knickers, no doubt. Tomorrow, 1:45, remind me to bring in your shirt, which has just arrived from China. I've got a shirt that will make you look like the governess.
So that's happening as well then?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Can I style you? Is that all right tomorrow?
Like the governess?
Yeah, so I'm going to push your hair. I'm going to do it. Push your hair right back, like to put a bit of bouffant, and maybe a little bit of lippy. Just a little bit of red lips. And then if you could sort of put your nose in the air like she does. And I'll have a shirt and a blazer for you, so you're going to look the part. All right. Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You know how I like to hear from people that get the podcast and listen to it in different countries? Get so many people around the world listening. Not live often, but to the podcast, which you can get from the Radio 1 website or wherever you normally get your free downloads from. That's right, I said free. Just search Scott Mills Daily. It's got all the bits of the show on it without the music.
I think when people are travelling, that's where the podcast does really well as well, you know? I've heard about people bonding over the podcast in hostels in, say, far-flung Thailand.
Yes.
And you know, just generally, when people are travelling the world, it's a good thing to bring with you.
Like Emily Smith and her boyfriend, who at the moment are on holiday in Lake Garda, Italy. I wanted to mention them because obviously they'll probably hear it later today or tomorrow when they get the podcast. They said they've had a hilarious holiday thanks to us. They're pretty relaxed at the resort. It's a nice place. And the majority of the guests are older, Italian and quite reserved. They're probably the youngest ones there. But have actually been lying next to the pool with the podcast on and annoying the Italians by laughing a lot. Thanks very much for making us laugh in Italy until we've cried. Oh, and preventing us from making any holiday friends around the pool. I hate doing
that. That's a lovely thought, though. And you know, as we always say, couples that listen to the podcast together, stay together.
That's Emily and James from Wolverhampton. Oh, making friends by the pool is not for me. I've said this before.
What do you mean?
I don't want to make friends. I'm on holiday.
It's true. Mm. It's true. You're very rude around the pool, actually.
No, I'm not rude. I just don't want to talk to anyone because I'm on holiday. I don't want to be like, oh, hello, because you will never meet them again. You won't stay in touch with them. It's just a bit pointless, I think. Anyway, Emily, thank you very much for your email. And get the Scott Mills Daily podcast from the Radio 1 website. It's free.
The Scott Mills Daily.
See, I am nice by the pool. Hello, Jack, who, well, him and his mates made friends with me around the pool in Zante.
Oh, did he?
3 years ago. I'm very pleasant. Just don't really like talking that much, that's all. It's not a rude thing, just, you know. No, I think you either are or you are not that person. Are you a talker? Do you want to meet everyone?
Well, and then no, go for drinks not, with them in the evening? It's not that I'm walking around sunbeds introducing myself to people.
Oh, some people do that.
Do they?
Yeah, like Louisa that we know. She makes a point of it.
Does she?
Yeah. She talks to everyone by the pool.
I thought she'd be quite aloof.
No, everyone. And her husband hides. Charlie from Harrogate just got back from Turkey and loved the podcast while he was away. A lot of people been on holiday and taking it with them. That was Netsky and Rio. In the next half hour, Demi Lovato, Foles and Avicii. And Alice is playing Real or No Real at 3:40.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
That is Lorde. I've not seen her hang out with the Taylor Swift Illuminati for a while. I mean, at one point, she was very close to our leader. But I don't know what's happening there. I think she might have been replaced by Gigi Hadid. That is Lorde and Royals on BBC Radio 1. Mills here. Oh, Downtown Macklemore's coming on in a minute. That'll give you a little bit of a boost. Are you having a Bumbleo slump? I sometimes have that after we've bumbleoed.
I think it was just quite an intense start to the show. In the first hour, we had a Christmas song.
Yeah.
And bumbleo.
And Little Donkey, let's not forget.
And Little Donkey.
That so happened.
Feels like there was a bit of a lull, and now I'm ready for a lol.
Okay, Downtown coming up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Paul Hollywood's tweeted, by the way.
Oh, hello, Paul.
Bake Off, isn't it?
Tonight?
Yeah, Bake Off night.
Oh, I keep forgetting. What theme is it?
He's tweeted, Bake Off Day today, it's all about Victorian baking.
What does that mean? What's that, powdered egg?
Oh. Could be, or it's just baking dressed as a Victorian. I don't know, maybe they're running out of themes.
Oh, right, and maybe just like flashing an ankle.
There was a nightclub
by the oven
in Southampton that started running out of themes for nights out. Do you know what I mean? They start getting really vague.
Right.
Because by the time you've done your foam party, right, it's like certain freshers weeks, right?
Yeah.
You've got your foam party.
Sometimes paint party.
Toga party.
Yeah.
And then after that, they start getting a bit weird. It's sort of like, well, it could be, you know, I mean, literally
Hawaiian
anything.
Shirt,
it's like
Tuesday.
You'll do your Smurf party, but then they start getting vague, very vague. And it sounds to me this might be what's happening with,
do you think,
with Bake Off.
Running out of ideas.
Victorian baking.
I know. I'm intrigued
sounds
by it.
A bit, yeah. Sounds a bit off.
I mean, last week you weren't keen at all, were you?
No. Last week was great. The week before, when they were doing pita breads, I wasn't mad keen on it.
Whole show about pitas.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ridiculous. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Downtown on BBC Radio 1.
I love that song.
It is ridiculous, though.
It's ridiculous.
It's a mess. That's what it is.
Oh, I don't want to get into that again.
Don't mention Bohemian Rhapsody and say what a mess that was, because people got really annoyed. Okay. I have loads to remember for tomorrow. I've got to bring in your shirt, which has just arrived off of China, for the governess, because she won't dress up as the governess. I believe there are rules around the outfits that she can and can't wear when she comes to visit us at Radio 1. So I'm going to dress you as the governess tomorrow from The Chase. I've got a lovely shirt, which apparently I had to search for them online. It's called a pussy bow collar. That's how you find them.
Fine.
Yeah, it's like a little necktie thing.
And then we're also thinking of making the chair slightly higher as well. So I'll be above her, like a natural chaser.
Yeah, like she is on The Chase, where they are much higher than you. You could be higher than her. It's happening tomorrow, 1:45. Just remind me to bring in the shirt. Also, Jason's been on saying, don't forget, get in earlier tomorrow because Jeppo's in the Live Lounge. It can be your second date. Oh, it's Coleridge Jepson tomorrow, isn't it, in Live Lounge? I've never actually met her before. I've only ever met her on Skype. And we had that weird date where we tried to cook fish fingers for some reason online. Anyway, date two tomorrow. I'll take her for a coffee and a roll in the BBC canteen after.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wednesday means Alice Levine on Real or No Real. Yeah, oh, it does.
This is my fave.
You all right?
Yeah, really good. You know, I kind of plan my week around this now.
In what way?
This is the only real constant, apart from the radio show, of course. But, you know, this just reminds me what day it is.
Right. The only routine in your life.
Basically, yes.
Are you having a stress at the moment, Alice? You look a bit flustered.
Oh, I can't find my passport.
Oh, no.
I'm a little bit worried that my other half has maybe chucked it in his bag by mistake and he's gone away. He's in Germany.
Oh, awesome.
When did you last see it?
Last week. But you know when you think, oh, I was quite tired at the time. Did I accidentally like throw it in the bin or something? You know when you just have those moments of just exhaustion and you're really stupid.
I hate it when people say that to you. When you know when you've lost something.
When did you last see it?
When did you last see it? As if that's going to solve it.
Oh, my mum always says, retrace your footsteps. Yeah, I would, to find it if I could. Thank you.
Well, I hope you find it. When are your next checks, son?
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay, well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Here's Real or No Real.
The first ever photo album uploaded to the Radio 1 Facebook page was Radio 1 DJs without teeth.
What?
So was that the first ever photo album on the Radio 1 Facebook?
Is that before you had your veneers put in or something?
I was going to say, it would have been Radio 1 DJs with new teeth.
I don't know why we would be displaying our DJs that have no teeth here.
I can't think of any.
It must have been a feature then. It must have been someone's feature whereby they take photos of DJs and get rid of the teeth to see what they look like.
If this was the first ever album uploaded, was there... I'm trying to think, you know, when everyone was obsessed with that app which could like make you look fat or make you look really thin, was it like an app thing maybe? Because first album ever was when, do we think?
Well, it would have been when Facebook first started. So when's that?
When was that?
Probably about 2007.
No, before that.
Before that?
Before that?
Yeah. I reckon.
Really?
I'm saying like 2004, 5.
Do you remember when Facebook first started to sign up to it? Like I first went on Facebook at Southampton Uni when I was there, but I had to apply on behalf of the university.
Yeah.
To be recognised on Facebook.
Mine's still at leeds.ac.uk.
Is it?
I think so.
That's awesome.
Went to Leeds Uni.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Little real or no real for you there. Little mini one within a...
What did you study?
English.
Of course you did.
I thought I just got dissed for my degree choice then. Of course you did.
Anyway, was the first ever photo album uploaded to the Radio 1 Facebook page called Radio 1 DJs Without Teeth?
I think this was, although I can't remember it, a bit of a craze, like an app or something, and Radio 1 jumped on the bandwagon. I'm going to say real.
Yeah, I think it sounds like something that may have happened. Sounds slightly whiffy. Do I think this is real, though? Yeah, unfortunately, so I think I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Ah, do we know what the first picture is?
The first photo album on Radio 1 Facebook was just some press shots of the DJs of the time.
To be fair, that makes a lot more sense.
Oh, that's an interesting one. Yeah, I'm just having a look now.
Who's on?
There's Edith Bowman, Colin Murray, Tim Westwood. I mean...
Bit of Joe Wiley on there. Yeah. Tim Westwood sat on a box.
Am I on there?
He got 22 likes.
22 likes?
Where's Mills? Let's have a look. Is that you? Yes, it is.
Yes. Brilliant tracksuit, Scott Mills.
Am I wearing a tracksuit?
54 likes. It's interesting seeing what comments there were then as well.
That's awful, isn't it?
So that's 2008, so I wasn't far off.
Oh, okay. And Radio 1 DJs Without Teeth did become a thing eventually, but not till 2013.
Ah, I was thinking too modern.
And next.
X Factor winner Leona Lewis is selling her latest album at a discount, but only for users of Grindr.
Why?
Why?
Oh, I'm going to tell Gary McFly, my friend, he will be pleased.
You've got to prove you're on Grindr to get the album.
Yeah, you've got to be on it and then you'll see the discount.
That's quite a specific marketing tool.
Mm. There was someone else that was doing it on Tinder. Was it Jason Derulo?
Jason Derulo, yeah.
A while back, yeah.
That is a good shout.
Does Grindr work the same way? Does anyone know here? Alice.
How do you mean?
I think it's also a dating tool.
But you can set the radius.
It's for making connections.
It is
with
definitely
people.
For making connections, yes.
And I think it's for finding love and stuff like that.
Absolutely, yes.
And I think it's... I don't know if the mechanism's the same. Is it a swipe situation?
But what I'm
Scott?
Saying... You don't know.
I actually don't.
But what I'm saying is it will give the radius. It will say, like, you're 25 kilometres away from Leona Lewis's album. Is it a similar idea?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
Right.
I think I've misunderstood how all of them
work. Is Leona Lewis on Grindr? Is that what we're saying? And then you meet her and she gives you a copy of the album.
I'm not sure Leona Lewis would be on Grindr.
No. I don't think it's the dating app for her.
Fine.
But is Leona selling her album at a discount for Grindr users?
I think it's a lot of work for Leona to have to meet all these people.
Yeah.
But you know what? Needs must. So I'm going to say real.
I am going to say no real. Come on. She's a busy lady.
That one is real.
Yes.
Shut up.
Fact. Same way as Derulo did, as we said, on Tinder, the discounted album for users of Grindr there. And finally,
to combat rising pollution levels in China, you can now buy bottles of fresh air.
What, to release into the air to, like, dilute the badness?
That's ridiculous, because as soon as you open it, it's gone.
You know, though, in China, and also when I went to Japan, a lot of Asia, you can buy all sorts in the vending machines.
Oh, my goodness, those vending machines. I only wanted a Kit Kat. I was right out of my depth.
What'd you get, new knickers?
Seriously, they weren't new.
Oh. Yeah, you can buy them. You can buy it all, can't you? Where did you go to get
them?
We've
talked about this.
Stop it. I'm not giving you the address. But
these are giant vending machines, aren't they? And they dispense underwear.
Everywhere. Like, what? When I went to Tokyo, everywhere.
It's so weird. As I stressed, not new. None of it's new.
There's a demand for this, is there? It's like, why don't we have this here? Why is it that you do a night out and you need new pants? What is the demand for the new pants there?
I think it is, emergency pants.
Yeah.
So you just put your money in and off you go. I mean, it's something we can investigate here, Chris, if you'd like.
Well, it's something that we should definitely ring Mrs. Mead about.
Definitely, yes. It's a great business idea. I mean, it's already been done in Asia, but bring it here.
Yeah, but if it works there, it will work here, surely.
But can you buy bottles of fresh air in China now, cause pollution?
They do get concerned about the pollution, don't they? A lot of masks are going on as well, cause pollution. I'm going to say that potentially is real, just because they've got all the wares.
If this is real, this is ridiculous. Someone's getting money for literally air.
Mrs. Mead.
No real.
That one's real.
What?
They cost 80 cents a can and are a tongue-in-cheek attempt at highlighting pollution.
Hilarious.
At the end of that round of real or no real,
I've got 10, Alice has got 10. It's a draw.
We seem to be drawing a lot at the moment.
Stop copying each other.
Suz. He's clearly copying me.
I know. I really hope you find your passport.
Oh, otherwise, should I just come in tomorrow?
Come in tomorrow. We'll have a lovely time. Forget all about it.
All right, fine.
All right.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Tomorrow, it's the governess off of TV's The Chase on Innuendo Bingo. Watch Anne Hegarty get really wet at 1:45.